Monday. This is Chasing the Yield. I'm Kevin Bay. It's August 23rd, 2021. This is episode number 18. I've tentatively titled this one One Step Forward, Two Steps Back. That's because yesterday was kind of a brutal week in the market. Things went down. They were all over the place. So we'll see if I run across something that might maybe changes my mind on a show title. I'll make that change. So today is, again, let's see, it's August 23rd. I can't believe August is almost over and all the madness of 2020 continues in 2021. Just as an aside, you can donate to this podcast if you feel like it. There's a big red donate button on my site. You can also stream cryptocurrency to me if you listen to this podcast on a value-for-value podcasting app. To know more about that, you go to newpodcastapps.com and you go check out some other new apps besides Apple, Spotify, and Google. So let's see here. Let's see. Okay, let's just hit the news, I suppose. Let's get into the picture-in-picture mode. So Branson Virgin Orbit, they're going to go public through a SPAC. And so far, the valuation is at $3.7 billion. If you don't know what a SPAC is, it's kind of a crazy way for a company to go public without going through all the normal processes of an IPO. So they merge with a company that's already public, and then they kind of just change the nature of the business to the one that they've merged with, and suddenly they're a public company. I don't know how these things are legal to do it that way. You know, I guess it's a loophole where if one company takes over another and then they become part of a public company, you know, that's essentially what that is. But the SPAC stands for Special... Oh, shoot. I had it and I forgot. Something special, something acquisition company. Special purpose, that's it. Special purpose acquisition company. I didn't even have to look that up. It just kind of came to me. Sorry, I'm drinking coffee. So that's supposed to be happening. If they bring the price of going to space, I don't want to go on the Virgin Galactic or Virgin Orbit or whatever they're going to be calling it. I don't want to go on that one. I would rather go on one of the rockets. But they got to bring the price down to maybe somewhere I could afford it. I don't think I'd spend more than $10,000 to $20,000 to go to space, and I don't want to go on the up and down ride like Bezos did or like Branson did. I want to go into orbit. As far as I know, these trips are hundreds of thousands of dollars, so I will not be an early adopter. Target's going to add more than 100 new Disney store locations by the end of 2021. So they're bringing Disney to, I guess they have inside stores like, you know, sections like a department store has. So they're going to expand the Disney store at Target to encompass more than 160 of its locations across the country by year's end. Right now, there's only 53 small shops inside Target stores. So, I don't know if that's a business driver. Yeah, if you've ever been to the Disney store back in the day, when my children were little, this is back in the early 90s. You know, it was kind of a place where everybody went to, but nobody bought anything. Everything was a little expensive, and it was kind of a gaudy store. But they had everything. It's like Disney went inside of a building and just threw up. Today's big news was FDA giving full approval to the Pfizer mRNA vaccine. You know, I know Johnson & Johnson's application is in. I think it's in. I should double-check that. I thought it was in. I know Moderna's is in, so let's see what happens with that down the line. Chevron, because of the full approval by the FDA of the vaccine, they're beginning vaccination mandates as COVID-19 roils oil fields, as the Wall Street Journal puts it. So they've been requiring some employees to receive COVID-19 vaccinations and is evaluating mandates through its entire workforce. And I expect these things to probably ramp up unless something changes with the vaccine and the boosters. Whoops. You know, sometimes my fingers are a little sticky and I take tabs and I move them all over the place. Seems U.S. expansion slowed in August. And so it seems we might be losing some momentum, softening demand at a time of rising COVID cases, labor shortages, and persistent knots in shipping networks are restraining businesses in the U.S., according to the Wall Street Journal. You know, I think with all the uncertainty around, you know, mandates, vaccination mandates, travel restrictions, you know, I can't help but put have a dampening effect on economic activity. You know, let's hope at some point things loosen up and we get back to some form of normal. U.S. home sales rose 2% in July. More inventory. What do they say here? The median price is now $359,900, so $360,000. Sales of previously owned homes rose in July for the second straight month, as high prices prompted more homeowners to put their houses on the market. In my subdivision here, there were two houses that just turned. And they were under contract within like 2 weeks, and then it took about a month to finally close. And I think that's a total of, since I moved to Georgia, the subdivision I'm in, I believe I've seen around 10 different houses go up for sale and sell after we moved in last July. We closed on this house a year and a month ago. So things are still nutty, and I think if the northern states continue drastic lockdowns and mandates, you might see more migration down south here. Target sales, they were up 8.9% year over year, according to the Wall Street Journal. They reported an increase in revenue in the second quarter as more people returned to stores and online spending moderated compared with last summer when the COVID-19 pandemic upended shopping habits. The retailer said comparable sales, which include in-store and online purchases for the quarter, rose 8.9% from a year earlier when they jumped 24.3% because people stocked up on groceries and because many other retail chains were temporarily closed. Most of the growth in the last quarter was driven by purchases of apparel, food, and other items at the chain stores. Foot traffic rose 12.7% for the quarter. Digital sales increased 10% after nearly tripling in the second quarter of 2020. It's good news for Target. Main Street Capital Corporation, they announced a $38.5 million investments across three different investments. Two are new to their portfolio, and one is a follow-on investment to promote growth of an existing portfolio in their stable of companies. This is a press release sent out by Main Street. They recently completed a new portfolio investment to complete the minority recapitalization of the Affiliati Network, a leading performance marketing agency in the United States that specializes in affiliate marketing and lead generation solutions for brands and advertisers. Main Street recently completed a new portfolio investment to complete the minority recapitalization of One Alliance LLC, a leading provider of final cleaning services and labor staffing solutions to a diverse base of national and regional commercial general contractors operating throughout the Carolinas, Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, Texas, and Colorado. Their third was they completed a follow-on investment in Boulder Panther Group, I guess aka doing business as Smoker Friendly, to facilitate an acquisition. Smoker Friendly is headquartered in Boulder, Colorado, and is one of the largest retailers of tobacco products in the United States, operating over 180 retail stores across 8 states with a mix of tobacco stores, cigar lounges, liquor stores, and gas stations, making it a top 50 convenience store chain in the United States by size. Johnson & Johnson, their CEO, announced that he was stepping aside. So Chief Executive Alex Gorsky, handing over the reins to the world's largest health product company to a longtime lieutenant after nearly a decade at the helm. Mr. Gorski, who's 61, will become J&J's executive chairman effective January 3rd. Joaquin Duato, who had led J&J's pharmaceutical business before becoming a Gorski deputy, will become chief executive and join the company's board of directors. Mr. Gorski's led the company to tremendous growth, making over J&J's lineup to capitalize on technological advances and navigated manufacturing issues that had plagued its signature consumer health businesses, as well as thorny opioid and talcum powder lawsuits. He leaves J&J still battling a pandemic that upended its factories, offices, and labs while the company pursued a COVID-19 vaccine. That was out of the Wall Street Journal. Oh, I gotta edit that. Let's remove this block. I was gonna do some kind of company focus, but I haven't exactly figured out what to do with that yet. So it's kind of I've got a holding place on my blog pages here. Let's get rid of that line. So if I do actually come up with that, that's what that is. If you're watching this on YouTube. You know, I don't think I ever mentioned while podcasting that I'm doing this live on YouTube. I don't know if I mentioned it or not. Let's see. There is a link on the website, chasingtheeagle.com, to the YouTube site. So I try to go live on Mondays at around 2 p.m. So I haven't really solidified any of this stuff yet. I'm still kind of feeling my way through even just doing the podcast and preparing all of this. Update to the portfolios. The low yield portfolio last week was down 2.02%. For the month, it was up 0.93%. For the year, it's up 15.52%. And I thought I'd add this just to give more perspective for where my portfolios are since inception, which is 4 years for the low yield and 2 years for the medium yield. And high yield was just started this year, so. For my low yield portfolio, since inception, it's up 36.5%. The medium yield portfolio last week was down 2.37%. For the month, it was down 0.82%. But for the year right now, for 2021, it's up 12.67%. And since inception, it's up 8%. The high yield is that crazy volatile mix, which is, you know, that's the one I'm currently learning through, trying to refine my approach to a more high yield or higher risk, portfolio. That one for the week was down 3.52%. For the month, it's down 5.3%. And for the year, it's down 11.5%. And since inception, which was April this year, it's down 11.7%. Dividends I received this week from, and I forgot to write these down, One Oak, that figures. So I don't have, I don't recall. I know that one is One Oak. I can't remember, but it's a financial company. They paid $109.40. ARTNA, I can't remember the name of the company offhand. They paid $60.29, and Kinder Morgan, KMI, they paid $305.91. In dividend news, these two paid announced their dividends that are in line with their previous payout, 3M. They announced their dividend of $1.48 per share, and Genuine Parts, their dividend of 81.5 cents per share. So it's a quick week, you know. I was considering doing something where I do, because I pay more attention to all of this during the week than what's showing on this particular podcast this week and last week. I still am struggling through trying to figure out how to format these things, and I don't always update my website with everything that I look at throughout the week. So I don't know, I've been toying with maybe doing a daily segment where I take the things that I'm actually looking at, and I will, you know, go through those. Maybe it'll be like a 5-minute segment or something like that, and then I can piece those together to finish a podcast at the end of the week, like just kind of edit them all together. But I'm not exactly sure, because these are kind of short, like 18, 20 minutes right now, because I'm at the very end here already. Just to remind This is a Podcasting 2.0 compatible podcast. That means if you're listening to this podcast on a Podcasting 2.0 compatible app, you'll have access to transcripts, chapters, and chapter images. Please go to newpodcastapps.com and download and support any of the independent apps over there. They have them. You can filter them out for looking for different features that you might be interested in. And go to podcastindex.org to support Podcasting 2.0. They are trying to keep podcasting independent and open and free for everybody. A few of the value for value podcast apps are Podfriend, Podstation, Breeze, and Curiocaster. If you use any one of those apps, you can stream Satoshis, which are fractions of a Bitcoin, to your favorite podcaster. So you can send it to me, you can send it to other value for value enabled podcasts, and you can find those. I have a link on the website to, let's see, what is that link? If you go, it's better to go to the link because it's a longer URL, but it's podcastindex.org/podcast/value for value. And if you go there, there's a whole list of bunches of podcasts that all are value for value enabled, which means they are ready and prepared to receive streaming Satoshi, streaming Bitcoin. As a reminder, ChasingTheYield.com and myself, Kevin Bay, I'm not a registered investment advisor, broker, or dealer. I may have positions in any financial instrument, product, or company mentioned on the website or on this podcast. Like today, I talked about Chevron, I talked about Target, I talked about Main Street, I talked about Johnson & Johnson. Every single one of those companies, I do have positions. So this is provided for information and entertainment only. It's not intended as advice or any recommendations or offers of solicitations. All opinions are my own and are assumed to be accurate or believed to be accurate at the time that I say them. No, I issue no warranty, representation, or guarantee as to the accuracy of the information. Generally, I get it from other people, and I'm just kind of disseminating it to you. It's like talking out loud. It's like I just kind of go through this, which helped me review what I've done for the past week. Which is why this is weird that it's so short, because I spent a lot more time kind of looking into different companies all this past week. So I have to try to be better at documenting exactly what I do rather than some of the superficial stuff. So again, this is a... I'm sorry, I already mentioned all that. So you can go to the website, go to chasingtheyield.com, and there I have... links at the top where you can see my portfolios and the holdings that I have. Now, I don't include dollar amounts right now. It's just the list of companies, their company name, the sector that they're in, and the percentage, those sector percentages that I hold in my portfolio. And it gives an estimated annual yield that I have for each and every one of my portfolios. Let me switch to this so you can see what I'm talking about. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see I've got a page here for my portfolios. And it just goes down and lists the companies. I don't have, not comfortable yet with putting up actual numbers of how many shares I own and how much I'm earning in income. You know, some of that information's on the website of what I'm getting per week. So, you know, you could probably extrapolate some of that stuff to see what my exact holdings are, but I'm just not too comfortable with publishing all of that explicitly. I do have a link to the YouTube channel, so you can go see that. I'm doing that live right now. And let's see, there's links to everything else, all the podcast stuff on the right and left. Okay. So here's the big red donate button. You can see it's on the webpage up on the upper right-hand corner, and in the show notes for each episode, the donate button's front and center, hoping some people give that a click if you find any of this information valuable. So that's all I have for this week. I will see if I can be a little bit more detailed next week, and I'll talk to you then. Have a good week. Ha! That is the wrong music. Ay, ay, ay. This is what happens when you do it by yourself and, you know, you have no production team. I write it, I blog it, I record it, I've set everything up. I make my own coffee, too. Anyway, here's the correct music. Have a good week. Bye-bye. Little overmodulated there with the outro music. Let's fix that. There we go. Okay. That's better. Try not to blow out your ears with that bad sound. Have a good week, everybody. Goodbye.